God is over all, so it's accurate to say we are a nation under God.
One nation under God, indivisible.
We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God.
If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call now and make your pledge. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. And join with believers across the country as one nation under God.
And welcome back. It is our Fall Share-a-thon, One Nation Under God. The number to call if you would like to give, 877-616-2396. That number again, 877-616-2396. Or if you'd like to go online and give, you can do that at afr.net. Ed Vitagliano, Tim Wildman, Walker Wildman are your hosts today. We're going to introduce Steve Jordahl in just a moment to talk about some of the news. But Walker, I just wanted to just get your comments here.
Yeah.
We have the Share-a-thon twice a year. And what is it that we're asking people to do? Why should they, you know, give to American Family Radio? And what is kind of our mission? What are we trying to accomplish here?
Yeah, our mission statement says that we exist to motivate, activate, and equip the body of Christ to make a difference. And so that's our mission here. That's our goal. We're here to inform the Christian community about what's going on in our country, but we're also here to share the gospel with people who might not know Christ. And so that's what we do every day here. But from a practical standpoint, operating American Family Radio, 182 radio stations, that costs time, and not only does it cost time, but it costs money to keep all of these radio station sites on the air. And so that's what, when we raise money here during our fall share-a-thon, then our spring share-a-thon, we use those monies to then go and keep stations on the air in your local community.
Well, let's listen to a listener testimony.
This is Judy, and I'm calling from Indiana, and I appreciate the information I get from AFA regarding cultural, political issues, the sound bites I get from different programs, money education, and even the religious services that I'm hearing from different folks when I am able to listen to the radio. I feel like I am better educated and smarter because of the Trivia Friday also. But the information I've gotten has helped me be a better person, a better adult, and more responsible adult. And I'm thankful for you. I am truly thankful for you.
You all know her, but she doesn't want her name given.
Okay.
We're back live.
Oh, right. We're back. I'm sorry. Sorry, I was having a conversation. I thought it was off mic, but I guess it was on mic, so I guess my life's over now.
No, you're good.
No, you just now came back on.
Did I say something I regret?
No, you said, oh, okay.
Okay.
And then there was awkward silence.
Okay. Was it, what, can you have an awkward silence?
It was very awkward, though.
Too. Was it?
Very awkward? I might say extremely awkward.
We're back, and you can redeem yourself. Let's go.
All right. Just silence is either golden or awkward, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
The way that goes. Hey, guess what, folks? Jim Stanley came in and told us that a generous listener in the state of Tennessee is the person responsible in large part for making the offer. And this is quite an offer of a $50 add-on to any donation.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Is there not a minimum here?
No.
Okay. Well, there you go. So if you want to make a gift, I got to almost say a minimum. Wouldn't you say $10 or something like that?
I don't know.
No, that's not what Jim said.
Okay.
All right,
just going to leave it up to you. It's between you and the Lord, how much you want to give. And the Lord is telling me to tell you. Okay, so listen closely.
Talk about awkward.
Yeah. You know, in all seriousness, this nice, very nice and generous listener in Tennessee, lady, has agreed to give $50.
For every gift.
Yeah.
gets tacked on.
That's, add on that $50. So you give $25, it becomes $75. You give $100, it becomes $150. And the math goes on and on and on. So you can maximize your gift here this hour.
Is your name Clampett? Or
wow.
Wow. That's, I mean, that's a lot of money, potentially.
From the for all the young people who don't know the Beverly Hills, Beverly Hillbillies
from Tennessee,
reference.
I think.
But we have a lot of awesome listeners and a lot of awesome
supporters.
What's
the phone number if people want to participate in this, Walker?
Yeah, 877-616-2396. This is the number to call in to our headquarters here in Tupelo, Mississippi, 877-616-2396. Or if you're more internet savvy, you can go to AFR.net, fill out the pledge form, takes a couple minutes, and it's a secure way to make a donation.
A phone number here to reach us is 877-616-2396. I don't think I've ever been a part of that kind of an offer.
That's because usually when we're on Today's Issues, Tim, they don't give us these kinds of challenges.
Right.
They
we complained enough.
Yes.
Right. Jim came in and gave us this great challenge.
Yeah.
So we need to seize on it.
The team usually before us brags about how many calls they got.
Yes.
It's because and then they don't tell us, well, we had a $10,000, $20,000 match. And then they tell us, now you make the phones ring, and they don't give us anything
right
to give away.
But we did. We griped, like Walker said.
And it works.
As my mom used to say, the squeaky wheel gets the oil.
Right.
So now we have a challenge.
That's in the book of Proverbs.
Or it should be. So, folks, 877-616-2396. As Walker said, seize on this $50 add-on challenge. Whatever you give gets boosted by $50. A fine Christian lady in Tennessee is largely responsible for the funds for this challenge. 877-616-2396.
All right, thank you to Ricky in Durant, Oklahoma, Maxine in Rock Island, Tennessee, Martha in Petal, Mississippi, Steve, thank you, in Anna, Texas, Gary in Willis, Texas, Holly in Orchard, Iowa, James in Greenville, Texas, and Phyllis in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and I'll go to the Midwest for this one, Cheryl, in the Buckeye State in Marion. All right, Steve Jordahl, good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning. Good to be with you. I was talking with a listener. Her name is Deb, and her husband, I think she said his name is Tim, and she wanted me to make sure that I greet you and Ed, because she and her husband spent some time with you guys in Branson last week.
Great,
and just wanted to make sure that she gave a great, very nice gift to us. And
close to 200 of our supporters were at the Big Cedar Lodge near Branson.
Oh, I enjoyed meeting so many of them.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful time.
We got great listeners.
Yes, absolutely.
Great. Yeah.
Indeed.
And we're not just saying that, you know.
No, these are nice people.
If they were average, we would say. but we're not. We're saying they're great.
Well, my wife came along to the retreat last week, and we would make a point of sitting at a different table each time, each meal, because I wanted to meet. I love meeting our listeners and our supporters, because they are such an encouragement to me personally. Mm-hmm. And they really come through for us during Share-a-thons.
And smart. Everyone I talk to there is almost as up on all the issues as I am, and I get paid to do it. So we got some really pretty smart people. So there's a little rift going on right now between the United States and Saudi Arabia. Our Mike Pompeo is currently on his way to Riyadh, if he's not there by now.
He's there already.
And we are trying to get Mike Pompeo, of course, the Secretary of State. We are trying to get to the bottom of what might have happened to a journalist who works for the Washington Post, not an American citizen, but does have kids who are American citizens, I understand. So he's very close to this. He walked into the Saudi Arabian embassy in Turkey and never came out.
When was this?
Well, he walked in last week sometime, and they're trying to figure out now, was he killed? Was he abducted? And the best information they have is that this man was murdered. There is a particular new leader there, a crown prince. His name is Mohammed bin Salman, who has been doing some reforms. If you heard about Saudi Arabian women being able to drive of late, he's kind of behind some of those, but then some of the things he's doing are not so kind.
Yeah, what makes this story so noteworthy, and why a lot of media outlets are talking about it, is because, number one, it's a journalist with the Washington Post. Number two, it was done on foreign soil. So it's suspected that Saudi Arabia had played a part in the murdering or the missing of this journalist
right.
in another country, in Turkey. So that those are the two aspects that make it such a big news story.
And his name is Jamal Khashoggi, is that it?
Khashoggi, yes.
Khashoggi. Okay.
Khashoggi is the reporter's name.
Who's missing.
Who's missing and thought to be dead. And the Saudi Arabia, the latest news is that Saudi Arabia is preparing a report, and they haven't released it yet, where they're going to say, yes, he was killed by...
During interrogation.
Well, this is the word they used. They said that, if I could find it here... The kingdom intends to say that a member of its intelligence services who happened to be a friend of the crown prince had been, quote, tragically incompetent in trying to prove himself during the operation and questioning him. So they're saying that the crown prince, this Mohammed bin Salman, has nothing to do with it, and that he was killed accidentally during an interrogation. Now, Lindsey Graham, speaking this morning on Fox and Friends, is having none of it. Cut one.
Nothing happens in Saudi Arabia without MBS knowing it.
Who's MBS?
He's the 33-year-old crown prince who jumped over other people. He's the son of the existing king, and I think he's on a bad track. I can never do business with Saudi Arabia again until we get this behind us.
Right. And what does that mean?
That means I'm not going back to Saudi Arabia as long as this guy's in charge.
So you're telling the crown prince has to leave?
It's up to them, but I'm not going back. I've been their biggest defender on the floor of the United States Senate. This guy is a wrecking ball. He had this guy murdered in a consulate in Turkey, and to expect me to ignore it, I feel used and abused. I was on the floor every time defending Saudi Arabia because there's a good ally. There's a difference between a country and an individual. The right. MBS figure is, to me, toxic. He can never be a world leader on the world stage.
There you go.
So strong.
Things not well right now. Saudi Arabia is a strong ally. It's one of the countries that has been, at least in the surface, making overtures towards Israel. They've been more friendly than some of the other Arab nations. And, of course, they have a big say on the world oil stage. And that was the first place that President Trump went after he was elected president to speak overseas, was in Saudi Arabia with his, if you remember, a coalition of all the Arab leaders, and just laid down the law on terrorism. It was really good. And Saudi Arabia looked like they were coming along, but there are concerns now.
This is bizarre. Again, I didn't even completely understood this story until even today. So what? Just to review here, in the last 10 days,
right,
we had a Saudi Arabian
reporter,
citizen,
who was a part-time reporter for the Washington Post.
Right.
And a legal, he was a resident here.
He was a resident here, but not a citizen of the U.S. Okay. So he goes into the Saudi embassy in Turkey.
Yes.
And then he's not been heard from.
Right.
Again. Okay. That just begs a whole lot of questions. Like, what happened to him? Did he? So we nobody knows?
Those are the questions they're asking. There are clues. There's some strong clues, but as of now, nobody knows.
But what Lindsey Graham is saying is that the crown prince of Saudi Arabia had this guy murdered.
Yes.
He came right out and said, had him murdered.
And Lindsey Graham is part of the intelligence apparatus within the Senate. He would have some information that's not public.
And the public information, even that, is pointing directly towards Saudi Arabia, because there's video camera footage of, and this was really dumb, that Saudi Arabia tried to do all this, and they think they're not going to be caught. They flew in a Saudi Arabian government jet with the tag number on the back, registered to the king, with hitmen on it. They get all their suitcases and weapons out, get in the SUVs, drive to the consulate. Then they exit a couple hours later with all their suitcases. I mean, I'm laughing, but the public evidence that we have is pointing directly towards Saudi Arabia, unless Saudi Arabia can prove that it didn't do it.
And they're saying it was a rogue questioning. Now, why was he? Why was
a questioning kind of gone wrong?
Yes, that's what they're saying. Why was Khashoggi? Why was he targeted?
Well, let me just ask a quick question too. Do we know why he went to the consulate?
Well, this is what I'm going. Okay, why he? Why what the deal was? He was asked to go to this consulate, I believe, with the promise of some information. He has been a reporter that has not always been friendly or gone with the Saudi position. So an independent reporter that is ostensibly doing his job, sometimes critical of the kingdom and of the family, and was told that there was some information waiting for him. But he kind of suspected, because I believe one of the last texts he sent was to somebody that he knew over here in the United States, says, I'm going to the Turkish embassy. If I don't come out, let somebody know. Hmm. He didn't come out, and that part of how they knew that this happened.
This is a response to this, a proper response to this is, it's more complicated than you might think. Okay, I know Lindsey Graham's saying, he's saying sanction them and everything like that.
Yeah.
And saying he personally will not defend the kingdom anymore, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
Well, I'm just saying.
His exact quote was he's going to sanction the gravy out of him, except he didn't use gravy.
Right.
easier. Good luck with that, because the reason I say that is, again, folks, don't misunderstand me. If this is what happened to this fella, and it appears like it is, that's terrible. I mean, that's gang rule.
Right.
Right.
But you know what? That's how they operate in Saudi Arabia.
And other countries.
If it was inside Saudi Arabia,
Technically it is, if it's in an embassy.
Okay, listen to me. Yeah. Don't misunderstand me. I am not by any means defending this kind of behavior.
Right. Right.
I'm just telling you that you can be flogged in Saudi Arabia for being an open Christian.
Yeah.
Or a Jew, mm-hmm. or I guess gays can be
thrown off of buildings.
Okay, right. so that's can happen every day in mm-hmm. Saudi Arabia. So the fact that the king, again, do you hear me? King mm-hmm. had somebody killed.
The prince,
right?
But a monarch, right?
There is a king. His dad is the ruler.
He's 82 years old. He doesn't really do much of the daily grind.
But for all practical purposes, this guy,
he's the de facto.
Yeah, the prince rules the country. When you rule a country, you can do anything you want. And I'm just saying, this is what in China today. Guess what? Somebody's being knocked off.
Yeah,
because Beijing had them knocked off.
Yeah, and to your point, the CBS 60 Minute interview tried to corner President Trump to commit. to whether it be sanctions or doing away with the arms deal. And so, but I think what we're getting at here is we need to be careful on ruling, on conducting foreign policy based on one instance or one event. Because these countries over there, they're not like the U.S.
Right.
And even in Mexico, you got the drug cartels and the government officials colluding with the drug cartels. So this whole idea of corruption
and murder, do we not trade with Mexico?
And hitting off people. This is a very common occurrence in these foreign countries.
Yeah, so I want to add one thing to this, then we'll get back to Charathon and then back to your next story. But what the liberal media wants to do here is to try to box President Trump in.
Right.
Ultimatum. An ultimatum.
Yeah, he was wise to say, wait and see. We'll decide what we're going to do. We don't know yet. I think that's basically his answer, right? So Lindsey Graham's made up his mind what to do. But I just don't think it's as easy as Senator Graham is making it out to be. It's easy to make a declaration of principle, which I'm all for. But I'm just saying, you're talking about businesses and world economies and gas prices and jobs
and Middle East foreign policy, because Saudi Arabia is a counterweight to Iran out there.
Yeah,
we mentioned in our story meeting that Yemen also.
So it's just not. It's not our job as the United States of America to bring justice to every injustice in the world. That's what I'm saying.
I think things take a little bit of a drastic turn for the United States when a journalist that works with an American outlet is
instead
paid
of a pastor,
by an American outlet or a pastor. Well, you saw how they.
I'm talking about in China somewhere today.
Oh.
Who's arrested?
Mm-hmm. Well,
is that different?
If he's an American pastor, it would be. or
this
works
guy's
for
not
an American,
is he?
No,
yeah,
nobody works for an American paper.
That's not an American.
Nope.
Anybody can be a stringer.
Yep.
All right, next, Walker, reset the
chair-a-thon.
Stringers, Steve and I's inside lingo.
Hey, I was wondering there.
I worked in the newspaper business.
Yes.
Steve works in the radio business. We stringers is somebody you hire to do a job, but they don't work for your
–
they're not an official reporter.
Gotcha.
Okay, Walker, we need you to reset chair-a-thon for us here, brother.
All right, now is our fall chair-a-thon twice a year. 6 days out of the year, we come together and ask you to help us come alongside our ministry and fund much of the work we do and much of the work that you benefit from on American Family Radio. So this is our One Nation Under God Fall Share-a-thon right now. And here's how you can call in and donate to the work of American Family Radio. Keep us on the air. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can visit AFR.net.
Hey, and let me mention to our listeners as well that we are in the middle for the next hour of a $50 add-on challenge. What that means is whatever you call in to give, $50 will be added onto your gift. Very generous Christian lady from Tennessee, primarily responsible for this, for the money for this challenge. So let me repeat again. For every gift that you give until, well, for the next 33 minutes, $50 will be added on to your gift. The number to call to take part in this challenge as well as our fall share-a-thon is 877-616-2396. You can go to AFR.net if you prefer to give securely online, or if you'd like to call in, 877-616-2396.
All right, you're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. I've never been a part of anything like that. $50?
Right. Add it on. You give $100, it's
$150. Wow. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. And you want to send us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net. If you appreciate American Family Radio and what we stand for and what we do every day, and you listen and you benefit, and then please help us financially. We're passing the virtual offering plate.
Right.
Right now, today, and tomorrow, and Thursday, and then we'll be done. We'll be back to our regular programming. Again, our phone number is 877-616-2396. Next story, Steve.
There is another caravan of migrants that is making its way up from, in this case, Honduras. They crossed into Guatemala on Monday, and they're heading towards Mexico. They plan on coming all the way up Mexico to the U.S. border, quoting Andrea Fernandez, who's 24 years old and one of these migrants. She says, "We're going to drop in on Donald Trump. He has to take us in." She's 24 years old. She's traveling with a newborn baby, a 5-year-old daughter, and a 7-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
He has to take us in.
Now, well, he does. He does if she brings her children.
Well, if she tries to cross in illegally, then the children will be separated with the policy. Now, she knows this. She does this very well. By the way, the timing on this, to my mind, is a little suspect. They're going to hit our border, reportedly, right about the time we are ready to vote. So I don't think the timing...
So you think this is sinister?
I do. I think somebody's trying to play with our election by sending a bunch of migrants or potential immigrants.
And I think your theory is not far-fetched because we saw the connections with George Soros last time this happened.
Right.
Some of the groups connected to the last caravan that made its way up a few months ago had George Soros connections, financial connections.
But am I right that they've decided, by they, I mean the Trump administration, the U.S. government, has decided if you come with children, you can go ahead and go on in?
I don't know where
that
stands.
Well, if you claim asylum, anyone can be let in. But to your point, I think that the Trump administration did alter the policy to keep people together who cross the border illegally. Yes.
What
other way do you cross the border?
You go to a port of entry and you ask if you can come in, then you wait and they process you.
Or if you claim asylum,
right. You still have to go to a port of entry. You still have to present yourself and say, I'm being persecuted.
Okay, we'll continue this. Thank you for that clarification. We'll continue this conversation when we get back from this break. Stay with us.
Welcome to the AFA Spotlight. I'm Jim Stanley, General Manager of AFR. This week, we're shining the spotlight on the AFA Foundation.
Hi, I'm Chelsea Wildman, the Associate Director at the AFA Foundation. For over 20 years, the AFA Foundation has existed to help individuals and families leave a legacy that lasts for generations through charitable gift annuities, trusts, and donor advised funds. Your charitable gifts help AFA continue its 40-plus year effort to stem the tide of secularism in our culture and to rebuild our Christian foundations. Members of our foundation family have expressed that giving through a charitable gift annuity is beneficial to them for a lifetime income and tax benefits. You can find out more information with a phone call to 1-800-326-4543, extension 345, or visit our website at afafoundation.net. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, my name is Mark and I'm from Dallas, Texas. And I just wanted to share that I came to this country a long time ago, but I didn't become a citizen until 2 years ago. I was a resident alien. So I can vote now, and AFA has really helped me to be engaged with the culture and how to pray for the culture, how to pray for this country, and also how to vote for elected officials that are going to make an impact. So thank you for keeping us informed and for being a light in the darkness.
Remember, for a one-time pledge of $150 or more, we'll send you a CD copy of Hilarious Highlights Volume 5 from Lernan University, plus an 8-ounce bag of Liberty Coffee from American Family Coffee. And for a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll add the all-new laser-engraved AFR 3-in-1 tumbler. Call 877-616-2396. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. It's 11:32 Central Time here in the good old U.S. of A. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano, Walker Wildman, and Steve Jordahl. And you're listening to our Fall Share-a-thon here on American Family Radio. And twice a year, we come to you with our financial needs, once in the spring, once in the fall. Well, here we are, day one of our Fall Share-a-thon. So if you can help us, please, if you've listened to American Family Radio and you like listening, you enjoy what we do here, you appreciate what we're trying to do here by sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and telling the truth about what's happening in our country and getting Christians involved in politics and government. Yes, you heard me right, politics and government. We encourage people to get involved.
Right.
And why? Because laws that are passed, We're a nation of laws. So laws that are passed, they're either going to be good or bad. I guess some are neutral. But so we need Christians involved in politics so we can pass good laws or reject bad ones. How about that?
Right.
So the phone number to reach us here is 877-616-2396. Again, toll free, 877-616-2396. If you want to go online and make a gift or follow Share-a-thon, AFR.net. Walker, we're live video streaming on YouTube and Facebook.
That's right. Both Facebook and YouTube, just type in today's issues on either of those platforms. You can watch the show, and I've also posted a link to our Fall Share-a-thon. So you can go on there and donate, and I also posted the phone number. So both today's issues on Facebook and YouTube, great way to keep up with the show.
Hey, if we can clarify, our last segment, we were talking about, there's a story in the news that Steve talked about where there are hundreds, is it hundreds?
3,000.
Okay, 3,000 people.
Hondurans?
Coming from Honduras. Yeah.
Coming from Honduras, 3,000 people are migrating up through Central America and Mexico coming to the U.S. This has happened before, you know. And so Steve said, and Walker believes, that they are supposed to arrive here. Well, Steve said they're supposed to arrive here sometime around Election Day?
Somewhere in the beginning of November.
Okay. The beginning of November. November Election Day is November 6th. If you subscribe to what Steve's talking about here and what Walker's talking about here, that this was designed to make President Trump and the Republicans look bad on Election Day.
By separating kids and families.
Because what they're going to do is show the video of this, and if we turn them away in any way, then it's going to look like the American ice brutes are at it again, right?
Right.
Right. So, and that never looks good on TV to have anybody in a uniform with a gun, with handcuffs, arresting
a mom
with two little children. I don't care what you say. Right. That never looks good, does it?
Legal consequences never look good. I've watched the show Cops before, right, and you see someone getting dragged away and putting, you go, I mean, it's you have sympathy. You say, I know they did it to themselves, but, gee, it's a human being, and that's what the media loves. They love showing that side of it. But then you get a lot of politicians saying, yeah, but I'm not for open borders.
Well,
don't get me wrong. And in reality, they are.
The problem we have here, President Trump is frustrated by this. He has tried to do something about this more seriously than President Obama did, or President Bush, or any presidents in the past. He ran on this. But President Trump's not a king. He can only do so much. And the laws governing our border are somewhat contradictory. And so there's only so much, and if he separates children from adults, be their parents or not, then they're going to come at him all again. Mm-hmm. So the only thing Walker can do really is catch these folks and release them into the country.
Yeah.
Right?
Here's the process as it stands today.
Okay.
If you cross the border, whether it be at a port of entry or in the desert, if you cross the border without proper documentation, without citizenship or a visa or a green card or something, you are apprehended by Border Patrol. Then they ask you, would you like to be voluntarily removed, which hardly ever happens. It means that they say, yes, I crossed the border illegally. I'm not a citizen of the U.S.
Send me back to Mexico.
And send me back to where I came from.
Or wherever you came from.
Yeah, that very rarely happens, but it is an option. At that point, they would go to a processing center. They would do their thumbprints, go do a background check. They would see a judge probably the same day, and then they would be put on a bus or an airplane and sent back to their home.
At U.S. taxpayers' expense.
Yes, that's called voluntary removal, where they say, yes, I broke the law. Take me back home. I don't want to be here in detention center. The second option is to claim asylum, and anyone can claim asylum, and they can, for various reasons, back in their home, they can say, I was persecuted, the government was coming after me, drug cartels were coming after me. If they claim asylum, they are immediately let in, they go to the same processing center, but instead of being sent back to their home country, they are put in a detention center. But federal judges have ruled that we can only keep illegal immigrants in detention centers for so long. I think it may be like 30 days or something.
Yeah.
And so after those 30 days, if they haven't been able to go to a judge because the judge is so busy processing the other thousands, then they have to let them out into the U.S. mainland.
Right.
And so that's what happens if they're not able to see a judge in 30 days.
And these people know this.
Our government has to let them out because of court rulings, has to let them out into the streets. They give them an appointment for a month down the road, 3 months down the road. 70-80% of the time, they never come back to that court hearing. That's why we have the problem we have.
Senator Lindsey Graham is trying to do something of useful here, and he has made a proposal. This was him this morning on Fox and Friends.
It makes the immigration debate more on Trump's terms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is no right to come to America. You know, we can have rules about who comes, and where's Mexico? Mexico needs to help us, because the last time I checked, you just can't walk from Guatemala to here without going through Mexico. You got to get Democrats and Republicans working together, build the wall, control who gets a job, more legal immigration, move to merit-based immigration. You can't ignore the 11 million. There'll never be a deal with a Democratic Party that doesn't deal with the 11 million who are non-felons who've been here for 20 and 30 years. Once you get them in a good spot, you can have a new immigration system.
He wants to do a trade. DACA for the wall.
Well, we tried that. President Trump tried that, and the Democrats didn't buy it.
Well, I think Lindsey's trying again. So that's what's
going on. And you're going to have to – I'm just saying, my opinion, this doesn't represent AFA, AFR. My opinion is you're going to have to make that deal.
Yeah.
If you can get the Democrats on board, you're going to have to make that deal.
If you want a Democrat to vote for it, yes, it's
yes,
absolutely
right.
necessary.
And then just to put a point on this, the current debate now with immigration is something now called public charge. President Trump is asking for reform in the immigration, legal immigration. He wants to make sure that the people that come here legally through the process are not going to be a draw on the economy. You don't come here and immediately apply for food stamps and all this kind of goods that the taxpayers are on the bill for.
That's the way it used to be. And we've had Fred Jackson in here. We teased him about being from Canada. We tease him a lot about that. But he said, listen, I had to legally come to this country. He's married to an American.
Right.
And he has his legal way of working here. But when he first came, they said, do you have a job?
Yeah.
You can't come in if you're going to go on welfare. You have to be able to support yourself or have somebody who will take care of you if you can't find a job. Well, for a lot of these people coming in, that they just don't do that anymore.
And I don't know that technically that's changed. I think that maybe still be the law, but President Trump wants to do a regulatory change so that it's now enforced. The Democrats, of course, are calling it some radical rearrangement of reshaping of legal immigration system. I don't think it is. But I just add that to the whole immigration mix. These people coming up from Guatemala, a lot of them are going to claim asylum, we are told. And some of the reasons is because we're poor and we can't get a job.
Hmm. Yeah.
If that's good enough for claiming asylum, then the world needs is we're basically opening up our doors.
We used to invite high-skilled immigrants. Yes, you can come.
There still is a visa that you can do that under.
You're going to add something to our country.
Right.
And now we're saying, well, if you're poor and you have no skills,
right.
Hey,
you come here, and then what happens is they wind up on welfare.
If you arrive at JFK Airport in New York from somewhere and you don't have a passport, can you... can you just have a catch and release deal there?
It's doubtful you could get on a plane without a passport.
Right.
Well, that's
you should be able to, and then be released once you get to the U.S.
It would work.
I'm joking.
It would work the same as the southern border because that's considered a port of entry.
If you declare, if you're asking for asylum, you can.
If you hide in the wheel well and you get off and do that, then but.
Well, we've got a real problem we're not going to solve it here. It's a real problem, and President Trump has tried to make this a big issue, but unfortunately, and this is hard to say and hard to hear, I know, I think half of America is for open borders. So he has that to contend with.
Yeah, as long as the consequences are somewhere else.
NIMBY.
They're for that. They don't want open borders when it comes to their property. I can tell you that.
Right.
They lock their doors. They lock their windows.
The gated communities in L.A.
Yes,
where they say let
everybody
in.
Yeah, they don't want open borders on their property. That
they want
us
to deal with it.
Yeah, they want somewhere else in the country to deal with it.
Right.
I know that's cynical, but that's what I think.
Yeah, and they're not going to say they're for open borders like I just said it. I'm just saying even people.
Some of them are, by the way.
I've met well-meaning Christians,
and
you know who have they're driven by compassion, and I understand that. But they would say to you, if you can stop them at the border, then okay, we can deport them or turn them away. But deport them, I guess. But if people can make it through our border security, then they ought to be able to stay. As long, forever, I guess, be part of
it. It even goes worse than that, though. If you listen to some of the protest groups out there, one of their chants that you hear often is no borders, no wall, immigration.
Well, that's the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
The Democrat Party. And they may say no, but for everything that they do, they work for open borders because they know if they can flood the country with people who are going to vote Democrat once they're given amnesty, then the Republican Party is over as we know it.
Right.
And so it'll be a choice then between Bernie Sanders and somebody to the left of him. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network, and we are in Sheraton. Tell folks about it.
Absolutely. We're in Sheraton today, tomorrow, and Thursday. We just do this for 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall. We come to you, our listeners, and we ask you to please partner with us and to not only keep American Family Radio on the air, but perhaps even expand. So here's the number to call if you'd like to give, 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. I do want to let you know that for the next 15 minutes, we have a $50 add-on challenge. That means that a fine Christian lady in Tennessee who is primarily responsible for offering this money, every gift that's given up until the, 12 o'clock Central Time, 1 o'clock Eastern, $50 will be added onto that gift. So you give $100, it becomes $150. You give $50, it becomes $100, so on and so forth. And to participate in that, the number to call is 877-616-2396. Or you can go to afr.net. Walker, why don't you let our listeners know about some of the incentives that we're offering here for the Share-a-thon?
Yeah, this is really a great hour. So not only do we have the $50 add-on incentive, but we also have a premium that we'll send you if you qualify. Here's the way you qualify for the premium. If you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, we will send you an 8-ounce bag of American Family coffee. We'll also send you the Hilarious Highlights Volume 5, which is a Trivia Friday CD. But here's more. If you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, we'll send you the two things I just mentioned in addition to an American Family Radio coffee tumbler. You can see it on Facebook here. It has the AFR logo ingrained in it. So American Family Radio coffee tumbler and a lot of incentives there. So a one-time gift of $150 or more or a monthly gift of $30 or more.
I do want to let our listeners know that the $50 add-on, it doesn't count in terms of the incentive. So right. You can't say, well, I'm going to give $100 and you add on the $50, so that's $150 total. If you want the one-time, if you want the incentive for the one-time gift of $150 or more, the $50 is added on to that for the challenge.
That's right. And also, Karen on Facebook had a great question, and she said, how does the matching pledge work with the monthly pledges? And to answer that question simply, for example, it would just apply to that first monthly donation. So you give $30 a month, the first month it would be $80. After that, it would go back to $30 and so on.
Yeah. And that would be two of the four donations you need to make this hour.
That's right.
Because in honor of the four of us.
Yes.
Here, I think today's issues fans need to make four donations.
I think so.
We are competing with some of the other shows.
Yeah.
We're just going to be open and honest with our listeners.
Right.
You know, they mock us and they beat us. Yeah, that's right. We want to win.
We want to be Alabama.
Or as Lindsey Graham says, I think I can win. I think I can win.
And we really want people to be tired of winning.
Yes.
So that's the goal.
Winning all the winning. Time.
Winning all the time. You're listening to Today's Issues. That's the we've been here. Dr. Alistair Begg, I think he's a doctor, is usually here with his fantastic Bible teaching program.
Really is good.
And his great Scottish accent. But he's not here today because he'll be back on Friday.
Right.
Because we're having to, as they say, interrupt our regular scheduled programming because it reminds us all that we have to have money to pay our bills and to exist and to keep going and growing. We're passing the virtual offering plate just like you do at church, for example, except you pass a real offering plate. And so we encourage you to make a gift to AFR to help us stay on the air and to even grow here on American Family Radio. Thank you for everyone who's called in already. Let's hear a listener testimony.
This is Becky from Texas. There are many, many programs on AFR that are helpful to me and that I really enjoy. But the one that I look forward to the most is It's My Turn with Don Wildman, because in those few minutes, every time I listen to him, he points me closer to the Lord. Sometimes he also makes me laugh, but the stories that he tells and just the viewpoint that he expresses, you can tell that he's a man who the Lord matters first to him. And that's inspiring to me, and I appreciate it.
Amen. This is our Fall Share-a-thon. One Nation Under God is our theme. You're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio Network. I'm on our website, AFR.net, and it's a very simple layout if you want to go online and donate to our Fall Share-a-thon. Right at the top, we have our theme, One Nation Under God, and just below that, you have the premium, the offers that you can look at there with the coffee tumbler, the American Family Coffee, and then you have the Trivia Friday CD there, but you can donate, very simple and secure form, AFR.net to donate to our Fall Share-a-thon.
A tumbler, I've just not used that word much in my life. Is that like a mug? Or am I? I'm probably in the vast minority who don't really.
I don't use that.
It's
that
like,
term
a mug.
Either.
Well,
it's
we
a mug.
Use it. You're using it through AFA. Yeah.
Yes, I use it. You know, all the time would refer to like when I was in grammar school, kindergarten. You know, when you have tumbling.
Tumblers.
I would use that term. But yeah. Heaven, since kindergarten.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing.
It's not.
Yeah. Here is according to Merriam-Webster. If we want to get technical,
Merriam-Webster. Yes, Walker.
The second definition, one is one that tumbles, which is like a gymnast. The second definition here is a drinking glass without foot or stem, and originally with pointed or convex base.
That's how I would describe it.
Yeah.
Without foot or limb and with a convex base.
Look, you call it a mug, you call it a cup, you could
But as long as you got your convex base to build on,
there you go.
I think you can tumble almost anywhere. Yeah. Don't you?
No, I would think it would tumble by itself with enough of a convex base. It's kind of round on the bottom. That would kind of fall.
Well,
over
I prefer concave.
Well, that would be better because it would stand on the rim.
Right.
By the way, back to the comments from the listener in Texas, that was Linda, I think it was. Anyway, she was commenting on It's My Turn,
right?
Which airs at 12:30, I think, Central Time daily, Monday through Friday. That is my father,
yes,
Don Wildman, who is the founder of American Family Association and American Family Radio. He is the one who had the vision for this in the late 80s, and then in 91, we bought our first radio station. I say we built our first radio station here in our area where we're from, Tupelo, Mississippi, and then we put stations on in Jackson, Tennessee, and Jonesboro, Arkansas, and then we begin just to go all over the country with American Family Radio, and we're on 184, Walker?
That's 182.
182, right? Did we sell one today? Or
I can get into that later.
Anyway, it varies one or two from time to time, but basically we've been around 200 stations for 10, 12 years now, American Family Radio. So it was my dad who had the vision. So dad also wrote, back in the 60s and 70s, he wrote inspirational books. And those stories you hear now on It's My Turn are much like Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story.
Yes.
If you remember those, Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story. But It's My Turn, just great stories that Dad tells that are based on his books from the 70s and 80s. So it airs during Janet Mefford's show. And by the way, Janet's in studio with us today, or she's in our studios here.
Mm-hmm. She's here.
She's here. I saw her too. So she'll be in to do her show with Fred Jackson in just a few minutes. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Well, you're not going to believe this, folks, but a generous listener from Tennessee is giving $50 for every gift.
Everything our listeners give, every gift gets $50
for the next 6 minutes.
For the next 6 minutes.
So
we need you to take advantage of
it.
And
there's some volunteers not answering the phone, so that's a problem. We need to get the phones ringing.
Well, what's that phone number, Walker, so people can get $50 added to their gift?
877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or do my route, my favorite route, which is AFR.net. Take you 2 or 3 minutes, AFR.net, and donate online.
And I'll tell you why, when Walker says it's a problem with some of our volunteers not answering the phone, let me just tell you why, folks. Because they eat our food.
That's right.
Okay, we're feeding them.
This is truth.
We have free soft drinks, free food. They come in, they sit around doing nothing but eating our food and eating our free popcorn. We have all kinds of good stuff just next door, drinking our drinks. Folks, we want to work these folks.
That's right.
We want them working for their meals.
We want them burning calories, not adding.
That's right.
When we get done with the show, we need food left over for us.
There you go.
And how do we do that? We keep the phones ringing until 12 o'clock.
That's so right.
Basically, and you're the guy that says, get off my lawn!
So basically what we're saying is here, it's all about us. That's what we're saying here. All right, Steve, next story.
Let's just end with a couple. I want to give a couple shout-outs, if I might. The first shout-out I'd like to give is to the marketers in China who have decided that they have a new effort to market their prison camps. They're calling them free vocational training. China is saving ethnic minority Muslims from the lure of religious extremism by teaching them to speak Mandarin and accept modern science, according to a Chinese official. So they are being mass interned in these regions, and they're calling it free vocational training.
this is like hats off 1984, where George Orwell talked about was it doublespeak?
Yes.
You know, you call something one thing, but these are torture camps.
This is just brilliant marketing.
Free vocational training.
That's right.
Y'all come on down for some free educational training, retraining.
Now they have a problem in Western China with Muslims.
Yes.
And, of course, Muslims are devoted to Islam.
Right.
And they're devoted to Allah. So their commitment is not to the communist Chinese government. So they clash.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so, but China, you know, they don't tolerate religious freedom. And so they'll just squash you.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what we're talking about here. But in this case, they PR'd it.
Yes.
They've given it a new name. Are they advertising that on television?
I don't know.
Look, I've seen
buying a timeshare.
I've seen supposed satellite images of these camps that they have over there, and it's like a big jail facility, and they send people who don't like the government to these facilities.
Yeah, Christian, Jew.
Yeah.
Atheist or Muslim, anybody they don't care. Yeah. You disagree with the Chinese government, you know, you're going to be. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that was hilarious, Steve.
Well, wow, I got another payoff. I said that there were two shout-outs. I want to give a shout-out to Hardy.
Hardy.
Hardy is a beagle with U.S. Customs and Border Protection who happened to be in Atlanta and sniffed out a roasted pig. A whole roasted pig. I mean head, feet, tail, and all roasted that was in the luggage. Now, I have a picture here of Hardy looking longingly at his catch. I'm not so sure that it was working or lunchtime, but maybe you could put that up. That's
so
for Fox
somebody,
News.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, so somebody wanted to fly. They wanted to bring this roasted pig, maybe for a big family gathering.
We're having a gathering. I don't have time to dig
a pit.
But
they not only put it in a suitcase, but they covered it with tinfoil.
Yeah. Not so sure. It didn't fool Hardy.
No.
No.
So, I mean, I don't know what to say about that. I really don't. I know I'm looking at the picture. It's a roasted pig
with a dog looking very hungry behind it.
I don't know that you need a beagle to smell that.
And that's what I'm thinking. I might have been able to do that myself, but
you smell that
pig. You got we got full pork. We got a barbecue going on here.
Right. I suddenly have a hankering for poupon.
I want to be the mustard. What about the customs agent that discovers this and then has to call the person in to, you know, I think we got something to your.
We got a code 384. Yeah.
And if you
roasted pig in a suitcase.
If you want to keep hearing more stories like this, go to AFR.net and donate.
OneNewsNow.com. Where Steve Jordahl is on top of stories
yes,
like
he
this.
Is.
OneNewsNow.com. Okay, American Family Radio Charathon rolls on. Janet Mefford and Fred Jackson straight ahead with more of Charathon for this Wednesday. No, Tuesday, right?
Tuesday. Still on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Wednesday's tomorrow. We'll be here.
Okay, well, Wednesday will be tomorrow. So, usually follows Tuesday. So, but we'll keep listening to AFR. Who knows when we'll be back later.